Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In one of my previous podcasts, I focused on the most famous game developed by the company PopCap, though I also briefly mentioned some of their earlier titles as well. However, there was one game in particular that I forgot to mention, as it was published by PopCap rather than developed by them, and yet still comes under the entire catalogue of PopCap games, a little game by the name of Feeding Frenzy. Feeding Frenzy originally released on Windows and Macintosh computers in 2004, but was also ported over to the original Xbox and Xbox 360 in 2006, and even an arcade cabinet version of the game was made. It is a single-player arcade-styled game, where the player controls a different species of fish throughout various levels with the aim of gaining the highest score possible by eating other fish smaller than the players, until they grow large enough to eat fish that were once predators to them. Essentially, the player has to make their fish become top of the food chain throughout each level. But other than having to worry about larger fish eating the player's fish, other potential hazards include huge sharks, barracudas, depth charges, sea mines, jellyfish, and even being potentially caught in a clamshell. After eating a lot of fish in quick succession, the Feeding Frenzy meter will be filled, granting you bonus points until you stop eating rapidly. But you can further extend this to a double frenzy, granting you even more bonus points. You can also gain bonus points by eating bonus bubbles, pearls from clamshells, and you can even gain extra bonus points as a mermaid swims by upon completing a level without losing a life. Though Feeding Frenzy received decent reviews overall, it was criticised for its simplistic and repetitive gameplay, short length, and lack of multiplayer content. But then, a sequel to the game was made titled Feeding Frenzy 2 Shipwreck Showdown. This game released on Windows computers in 2006, then later on Xbox 360 in 2008, and eventually PlayStation 3 in 2010. Though the sequel retains the same gameplay as the original, Feeding Frenzy 2 includes significantly more levels, new fish species, more varied aquatic environments, and even a story mode where a mysterious alien fish invades the ocean. The game also includes an option for multiplayer in the game's story mode, along with several multiplayer versus modes. The player can also now make their fish jump out of water to eat airborne insects to help fill the Feeding Frenzy meter. And speaking of which, gaining a Feeding Frenzy can now be extended beyond just a double frenzy. It can further increase to a triple frenzy, then a super frenzy, and finally a mega frenzy, awarding you even more bonus points the longer you keep up your streak. So, even though this game series was considered to be a little too simplistic or childish to be enjoyed for long periods of time, the Feeding Frenzy series was actually one of my favourites on the early days of the Xbox Live Arcade, especially due to its ocean setting. And even now, I still have a soft spot for the games, and I genuinely enjoy playing them every once in a while. Join me again next time,